Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, and welcome to Wisdom Walk here on Black Hole Radio. I am your host and guide, JoJo Pamaria Ensaroma, and Wisdom Walk is a personal development resource for your mind, body, and soul. My ministry is any pain that is not transformed will be transferred. So the essential goal of my shows is to support listeners with learning how to recognize and release any pain that may be blocking you from fulfillment in life, or what I like to call having your happy endings in life. Every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, I broadcast live, and the show is repeated on Monday nights at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. I invite you to now join me for an exploration of the inner landscape where you can connect to your soul and discover the true treasure of being human. Wow. What a month. What a week, I tell you. You know, at around the time of a full moon, it seemed like we got a little bit of a break. And it was a harvest moon. You know, this had been when the farmers, and I shouldn't say when, because there are people still out there farming, thank God, otherwise we'd be starving. So this is when farmers were able to, are able to do more work out in the field. Again, this was before electric lights. And you could continue to pull those crops up out of the ground because the moon comes up earlier, up in from the bottom of the horizon. It rises up earlier in the sky at this time, and so that's why they call it the harvest moon. But other than that, it has been a really, really, really tight week. And you know, navigating through that really takes a lot of staying awake, staying conscious, not falling into behaviors that really just prolong the pain and suffering. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, it's important that we're able to call forth the courage that we need, call on the ancestors, call on our gods, and, you know, get the higher help that we need to navigate through this time, because it's no joke. So as we've moved into October, which marks the beginning of the end of 2017, we're into the last quarter of this powerful fire year. And my theme for this month is the power of creation. And tonight, I'm going to be talking about evolving relationships through the power of creation. And before I get started, I'd like you to know that in addition to listening through your computer or other gadgets that access the internet, you may listen to the live broadcast or call into the show at this number. It's area code 323-927-2913. Again, 323-927-2913. Also, the web link that I provide on my Facebook page, or you may receive it in a constant contact email, that serves as an archive link. And so if you're unable to listen live, you can listen to these shows later. Now, as I do every week before I get into the meat of this wisdom, I'd like to honor the ancestors. So, so, so important for the times that we are living in. So I want to first acknowledge all those who have become ancestors through the natural and human disasters that we have been experiencing over the last couple of months, and especially all that has happened in September into this beginning of October. And if you haven't heard, there was another hurricane that touched land here in the States. Hurricane Nate, they call him. And, you know, so more disruption is happening in people's lives and people's communities. It's not over yet. And in places like Puerto Rico, where there's no power grid, you know, people are dying in the aftermath of these storms. And so we've got a lot of people who've become ancestors, and I want to acknowledge that and be grateful, and be grateful that we know that their presence is still felt around the people who they were connected to here on the earth plane, and that they're able and willing to be guides, which we need right now. So tonight I want to call forth for love. I think we're in a place of really needing to remember the importance and the power of love to overcome, you know, this craziness that is going on. I think a lot of people that I know and are trying to navigate through the insanity of Mr. Trump by kind of ignoring it. But the problem with that is ignoring it is not going to make it go away. It really is evidence of what it looks like when someone's not connected to their soul and when love has not, you know, been able to really live in their hearts. Like they've got barbed wire around their hearts. That's what my protege Floyd talks about. And so when you've got barbed wire around your heart, it's just so shut down. And so it's very easy to do and say very inconsiderate and, you know, just downright rude and just ill-tempered types of things. So let's call on the love this evening. Let's call the ancestors to really call forth that energy of love and let it really move into the hearts of people like Donald Trump that really are in a position to do so much good in the world, to really help people grow and heal and evolve in a loving way. And so let's call in some love for him and other people that you may know like him, who are just really caught up in so much fear, so much anger, so much judgment, so much blame. So take a moment and think about those loving ancestors of yours, those people, whether they were related or not, that you know have the ability and the willingness to hold the love in their hearts and to share that love. Let's call on them and say, ancestors, 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 we need your loving guidance and your loving wisdom to be present in our minds and in our hearts as we go about our day. We ask and thank you for enabling us to transcend our fear, to let go of our anger, to call on the grace of forgiveness so that we're not transferring pain in the way that it was transferred onto us. And ancestors, we pray for all of the people who have lost something as a result of these natural or man-made disasters, and may that love energy descend upon them and keep them and hold them in the days to come. And we thank you, thank you, thank you for all of this help, all of this love and guidance. In the name of all that is holy, and I say amen, ashe, aho, sashi, so it is. So it is. Wow. What a week. What a time. What a time. So let's go into some elemental wisdom and a little reminder about the astrology for this week. Starting today, Sunday the 8th, and going through Saturday the 14th, this is a nature week according to the elemental wisdom that I keep. And Sunday, again, is the first day of the week because that's when January 1st, that's the day of the week that January 1st fell for 2017. So here's the opportunity, elementally. It's about welcoming change, of course. It's about being courageous. It's about opening the door fully to the new transformative challenges and learnings which the universe is providing in answer to and in support of your prayers, intentions, goals, and annual commitments. Receive the power of love and the supportive and playful energy of the nature element to experience the more of who you are. Wow, do we not need that? Some love and some playful energy, definitely. Well, like anything, there's always an opposite. So it's very easy for us to get distracted away from the welcoming of change. So I'm going to share with you some of the distractions so that you can have a consciousness about it as you go through your week. The first one is about addictive behaviors in whatever form they take. Drugs, alcohol, indiscriminate sex, overworking, overshopping, overuse of Facebook and other social media tools and apparatus. So the idea here is to really watch yourself. Don't let the fear, the pain, the anger, you know, get transferred onto you in the form of an addictive behavior. Say no. And if you can't by yourself, call and get some help. Definitely call out to the ancestors. Say, help me, help me, help me. I don't want to put this piece of cake in my mouth. I really don't want to go there. So be mindful of that. It's easy to slip into sedating ourselves right now. Also, being judgmental of yourself and others. You know, really listen out for that. And when you hear yourself going there, stop yourself. Because whatever you put out is what's coming back. And also, judging ourselves instead of saying to ourselves, you know what, you did the best you could do. And maybe tomorrow you can do more. But right now, you need to nurture yourself. You know, I think instead of beating ourselves up, we need to nurture ourselves. Get a nice cup of tea or, you know, watch a love story on television. But seriously, you know, we have to really listen for and turn around the negativity that we do to ourselves. We've got enough of that going on, you know, politically right now. So we need to counter that by taking better care of how we're treating ourselves and others. And so this is the last distraction, is taking yourself and other people or things too seriously, meaning that you're forgetting that everything will change. Everything will change. So we don't have to treat ourselves like it's a do or die situation. We can be serious about it, but not too serious, not to, you know, make other people miserable because they're not doing what it is that we're doing, that kind of thing. So there you have it for the elemental wisdom of a nature week, a nature week. And if you're a nature person, know that this is a good week for you to get some more insights and some more understanding of things that you are currently going through, like the clarity can show up for you this week. Now, next week, on the 15th, we will begin an Earth Week. We go into an Earth Week, so that will be quite wonderful to have a nice Earth Week going on. And I'll tell you more about that in the next broadcast. Now, astrologically, as I said, on the 5th, we had the full harvest moon. I got to see it here in Arizona. It was absolutely gorgeous. And it was in Aries, which was all about courage. So we're back to having that courage again, being able to be your authentic self, speak from your heart, set your boundaries, all that good stuff. The other thing that's going on, just to remind you about, is that Venus and Mars are conjunct, meaning they're very close to each other in the orbits around the sun. And so that's like the masculine and the feminine energy really conjoining, coming together, giving a balance. And we so need that. We so need that balance. So, you know, it's a time when emotions may be running very high. And, you know, focus it on the love. Focus that emotional energy on the love. Don't let it wander off down the road to judgment, blame, anger, holding on to the past. It's time to let it all go. Let it all go. Yeah. So it's also a very creative time because it is October is an earth month. So like the harvest that's coming in. It's a harvest time for us emotionally and spiritually, intellectually, physically. So you can focus on that as well. Like, what is it that you're harvesting? What is it that you planted at the beginning of the year that is coming to fruition, that is really manifesting? And maybe it may not be completely manifested in the way that you'd like. Be able to notice that something is there, you know. It's something has evidenced itself in your life in regards to what it is that you planted. And much of it may be ready to utilize harvest time. It's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Absolutely. So tonight, I am going to be talking about evolving relationships, which I really like talking about a lot, because I think we are on this planet to be in community, to really be connected to each other. And we can really thwart that. You know, it can really get pulled off track if we stay conscious about the fact that our relationships need to evolve, especially the ones that we hold as essential. So I'm going to start off with a just quick review of what I talked about last week in terms of transcending fear using creativity. And then I'm going to talk about this evolution of relationships, essential relationships, and why we do that. And then I'm going to talk about how to creatively evolve relationships. And then, of course, I'm going to offer you a personal challenge as it relates to evolving relationships. My opening quote for tonight that I posted in my announcement is from Rainer Maria Rilke, that great writer that did All Quiet on the Western Front. And the quote is, "Once the realization is accepted, even between the closest human beings, infinite distances continue. A wonderful living side by side can grow if they succeed in loving the distance between them, which makes it possible for each to see the other whole against the sky." Wow, that's really, really wonderful and powerful. And it's so true. Yeah. So creativity. And last week I shared, and I did post this quote too. It's from the Webster Dictionary, that creativity is the ability to transcend traditional ideas, rules, patterns, relationships, or the like, and to create meaningful new ideas, forms, methods, interpretations. And it is so time for us to connect with our creativity. And the other thing that I really emphasize is the fact that every human is born with the skill and the gift for creativity. And we use it so unconsciously all the time, every day. Every day we're having to create something new in order to be able to get our needs met, get the needs met of other people, to do our job, to address a problem, to, guide our children, connect with our friends. You know, it's creativity is happening all the time. And creativity isn't just, for the special people who, live a life of creativity because of a skill in visual arts or in making things with their hands or, it's we all are creative because we all have the ability to choose to think outside of the box, to actually come up with another way of making something happen, of doing something, of being something. And so we can use our creative nature to transcend all the fear when it shows up. But we got to feed and nurture and encourage this natural ability. And I gave last week my theory about how that gets squashed in childhood, either from a parent not being able to acknowledge the first creative thing that a child does, to acknowledge it and to validate it, encourage them, or in schools where, education is more about memorization of facts than it is about critical thinking and being creative. So we really live in a culture where we can't let that go, and we can't have only certain people thinking they're creative. We need everybody to know how creative they are. Creativity, to me, is part of the vitality of life. The vitality of life. In other words, it's what keeps us vital. It's what keeps us connected to our soul. Because your creative spirit is part of your divine spirit. Again, it's what you came here on the planet with. It's embedded inside of you. You can't get rid of it. It's always there, waiting for you to engage with it, waiting for you to love it, to talk with it, to dance with it, to play with it. It's always there. You never cannot be creative. So the fact that we might choose to not think outside the box, to kind of stay stuck in a pattern or a tradition or an idea or a belief system, because that's all that we can see, that's all we know, that doesn't make for healthy living. It really doesn't. And especially when things all around us have changed, but we're still thinking that we can apply what used to work onto the times we are living in. I mean, just the fact that, in Western culture, the lifestyle has sped up so much. And you hear me also talk about being the Energizer Bunny, that we're expected to keep going and going and going and not rest, And so if we continue to apply, kinds of ideas about work, ideas about how we spend our time, how we're supposed to spend our time, we're just going to run ourselves into the grave at very early ages because it'll be too stressful. And so we've got to create some new ways and some new patterns and some new ideas about how we navigate and manage what we now have so much access to. You know, we have so much more access to information and ideas and different ways in which people live and do things than ever before, ever before. So that in itself requires a new way of doing and looking at things. You know, one thing I can tell you I do love about Donald Trump is the fact that he represents a closed mind, a closed heart, and a closed will to change. He is all about, you know, keeping the status quo happy, you know, doing things that, like, you know, 50, 100 years ago, people were doing, like building a wall between us and another country. You know, the United States was very walled off emotionally, intellectually, and all of that, you know, since its beginnings. And it was a result of World War I and II that we kind of break out of that and begin to participate in the world, in the global world. You know, when President Wilson first came up with the idea for the United Nations, the country was against it. Like, no, we don't want to be messing with those people over there. No, you know. And it's so funny because they all came from over there, right? So why would you keep trying to apply, you know, something that doesn't work, can't work, based on the fact that we're in a global economy and what that really means, you know, it's that kind of thing. So get to see it played out on this political and on this international stage by Donald Trump, what it looks like when we're not being creative, when we're only operating out of what we know now. Or what used to work, yeah. So we have to step into being more creative, really accepting, you know, where we're at and where we're going, you know. Thinking about where's the world going? Where are we headed? What's happening here? So we have to start thinking outside of the box, outside of the box. So on a very practical note, talk about relationships, because I think everyone has a relationship that they'd like to make better, that they'd like to evolve. So I'm going to share with you 4 steps that you can take in this process to creatively evolving your essential relationships. And I'll tell you why that's important in a minute. So the first thing is, think about a relationship that you'd like to shift. Is it with a spouse or a partner, a parent, a child, a coworker, a close friend, etc.? You know, identify that relationship that you'd like to shift. Is it your entire family, you know? And understand, this is number one in this process. This is the first step you have to take. You have to accept that you can't change them. So this evolving of the relationship isn't about trying to change the person that you want to shift the relationship with, okay? You can't change them. And nothing you do to go along with their program or with what they want is going to work, because that's a one-way bargain. That's codependency. And so it never has a happy ending. It never works out. you end up being very resentful when you realize that, oh, I did all this and they're still being crazy or they're still not doing what I want them to do. Yeah. And they get resentful because, you know, people know when you're not being your true self, when you're just going along to appease, you know, people know that. And even though it might be okay for a little bit, after a while it gets boring, you know, gets boring. So again, you can't change the person and trying to appease them is not going to work. So the second thing you have to do, once you accept that it's not about them, not changing them, second thing you do is you got to ask yourself, what do you want from this person? What do you want? Is it respect? Is it acknowledgement? Is it validation? Is it compassion? Is it quality time? Is it understanding? Is it consideration? Is it love? Which all of that really is, right? But try to identify, you know, what is it that you want from this person? This is probably the most important step, because what it is that you want from that person is what you first must give to yourself. Yeah, isn't that interesting? You can't change the person. You can't make them be for you or do for you what you want them to do. If they could do it or were willing to do it, you wouldn't need to be working on how to shift the relationship, okay? So trying to get someone to do what you want them to do is another form of codependency, and it's a control drama, meaning it's you trying to get them to be for you what you want without consideration of what is going on for them. And that's not love. And understand, when I'm talking about evolving the relationship, I am talking about the relationship becoming more loving, more joyful, more satisfying, that the communication is better, that the communication is constant, you know, that it's more functional. So that's what I'm talking about when I'm about evolving a relationship. So the last thing you want to do is to devolve it by becoming, you know, a judger or an interrogator or playing, you know, martyr games and doing emotional blackmail. You know, it's just, no, you don't want to do that. So what this process is really about is you working on you creatively in order to grow, to evolve a relationship that's essential to you. In this third part of the process, this is another acceptance piece. You asked yourself, once you've identified what it is you've been trying to get from this person, you know, attention, love, you say, can I accept this person if they are not able or willing to give me what I want? I'll repeat that. You have to ask yourself, can I accept this person if they are not able or willing to give me what it is I've identified that I want from them? If the answer is no, then choose someone else with whom to evolve. Okay? If it's yes, then step into the creativity. See, you can't do evolution work if the unconditional love is missing. And so if you can't accept that this person may not be able or willing to give you what you want, if you can't accept that, if you can't love them unconditionally, the relationship cannot evolve. Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. In other words, Judge Pai, you're telling me I got to do all this work on me, but there's still no guarantee that they're going to change, you know? Exactly. Because this universe is so amazing. It's so amazing. We have no idea how really powerful we are in terms of what we see and perceive and believe. So the way forward, the way to evolve our relationships, and of course it's about a relationship with ourselves, right? Nobody can love us any more, any less than how we love ourselves. What's so beautiful about this is it's not dependent upon the other person in order for the relationship to evolve. Isn't that wonderful? But you got to love them unconditionally. If for whatever reason this is someone that you really have made up your mind that unless they can change their behavior, change how they're doing and being with me, there's no way I can stay with them. There's no way I can continue to be friends with them, whatever, you know. And just be clear about that, because guess what? It's okay. We're not supposed to, you know, be with and stay with everybody forever. That's just not how it works. But you have to be clear about it. You have to be clear about it. If you're willing to stay, that means you're willing to love that person unconditionally. Another way to think about it is you're going to let go of making them responsible for what only you can do. Only you can do. So, if you said no, choose another person. Choose someone that you can love unconditionally so that you are accepting that if I work on myself and I creatively evolve myself, but this person doesn't change what they're doing, I'm okay with that. I'm good with that. You know, and I can let it go because I understand that it really is about me. So the fourth step, or the fourth part of this process, is about creating new ways in which you are going to give yourself what it is you were trying to get from that other person. Isn't that wonderful? So exciting. Because, see, you got control over this. This you can control. This you can be as creative with as you can possibly can. You know, here's a good analogy. You know, just think of the other person in the relationship as a painting by a master like Vincent van Gogh, okay? That's what they are. They're like a Vincent van Gogh painting, okay? You can't change that. It's a masterpiece, right? And even though there's a color in it you may not like or a figure in it that you just say, oh, I can't stand that, whatever. But the reality is you can't change it. It's a masterpiece. It's like Starry Night. But what you can change is you, because you are a blank palette. You can say, okay, I'm going to change myself. I'm going to evolve myself. I'm going to give myself what Starry Night can't give to me. So you take out your clean palette, because that's what we do when we work on ourselves. We get a clean palette, and you get colors that you like and the combinations of colors that you like. You get whatever other things you want to put in this painting. I mean, you get to make the painting yourself. And guess what? Nobody but you can tell you how to do it. You get to do it all. You get to be in charge of it all on your own. It's your project. It's your evolutionary process. I'm going to give you an example of this, evolving a relationship creatively. in regards to me and my family. So when I first stepped into, oh, I have the spiritual gift and I need to live a life that honors it, so I'm going to change my name and I'm going to learn how to work with people and provide healing and wisdom, and I'm going to make that my livelihood, and I'm going to step away from working in the way that I worked and dressing in the way that I dress. So I did a clean palette. I was making up how I wanted to be. But I wanted my family's approval and encouragement, because what I was getting was, are you okay? You still grieving your mother? Is there something wrong? What's happening here? You don't have any health insurance? How are you going to take care of yourself? How much longer are you going to keep driving around in that car and having your things stored up in somebody's basement and not having your own house? So it would be that kind of thing that I would hear. And what I wanted was for them to say, oh, how wonderful, you're so brave, this is so great, oh, you're so good, you know. And so I finally got it. It did, and it wasn't just in a minute. It took me some time. But I finally got it that what I was trying to get from them, I needed to give to myself. I realized that what was happening is they were just really being very normal and natural in their concern for me, and those are the kinds of questions you ask. And to me, it sounded so negative because I had not dealt with those things. In other words, I wasn't at peace with not having any health insurance and driving around in my car and not knowing where I was going to sleep the night when I got to somebody's town or whatever was going to go on. You know, I had fears. I had concerns. And I was trying to get them to approve and encourage me when I had to first do that myself. And so I took that on. And basically the way you do it is you say, okay, I'm going to own this. I'm going to own this, and I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it consciously, knowing that I can see how courageous I am. I can see magnificent God in the universe is, and how much God intervenes and supports and helps me, and, you know, and I'm going to connect with people who can encourage me, that they, because they've done it before themselves and they know how important it is, you know. And I really came up with or took advantage of opportunities that were presented to me to approve of and encourage myself on my journey. Well, lo and behold, wouldn't you know it, you know, years later, as I really accept that this is what works for me and this is how I want to live my life, I get so much love and encouragement from my family, and support, and the right kind of support too, you know, because the support from your family is going to be different from friends or strangers, you know. But I get the right kind of support, which is they treat me no differently than they did before. You know, I'm able to be around them and experience belonging. And, you know, I just let go of needing them to approve of what, you know, only I could do. So, creatively evolving yourself to evolve the relationship is about doing something you've always wanted to do that will make you proud of yourself, doing something that excites you and that'll make you experience the truth of who you are, doing something that is kind and generous and that you feel, yeah, I did a good thing today. I helped somebody out. That makes me feel good. I'm proud of myself. Treating yourself kindly and gently, giving yourself some body work, going to a day spa, you know, taking time out to eat really healthy food that you know is just going to make your body zing. Singing, letting yourself sing, letting yourself dance, blowing some bubbles, you know. Again, the list is endless, but that's the idea. The idea is to choose to do things that bring you joy and that are supporting your ability to really love yourself, to accept yourself, to approve of yourself, and to encourage you in terms of what it is that you were trying to get from somebody else. To know that as an adult, you can do that for yourself. And then I guarantee you, once you do it for yourself, then other people will be able to support you in that. May not be the person that you'd like it to be, but it may, you know. You know, with my family, I let go of needing them to be able to support me in the way that I thought they needed to. And so what happened was I get support from them that I can't get from anybody else. It's very, very special. So that's what can happen, you know. And that was also, you know, it's also about me changing my perspective in terms of the support I need and where I thought it should come from and how I thought it should come. Getting creative, coming up with something new. Bringing forth a different way. Thinking outside of the box. Yeah, this is what I'm talking about. So here's a personal challenge that I have for you. And just to review again, to evolve a relationship, you know, if you're in a marriage where you feel like your partner doesn't give you enough time or attention, or they never listen to you, or they're not considerate enough, or if you've got a child who, you know, ignores you and won't talk to you and you're just like, oh, I don't know how to connect with this teenager. You know, if you've got a parent who is always wanting you to do something for them but never takes time to acknowledge you and ask you how you're, what's going on for you. It's always about them. Ever the imbalance or dysfunction is in a relationship that you want to evolve because you decide that you can love this person unconditionally. Okay, again, that's the important piece there because you can't change them, right? So this evolving of the relationship is about you evolving you. Evolving what you are believing about yourself, evolving what you think you need from somebody else, which you have to first give to yourself. So you can't change them. That's the first thing to accept. And none of your one-way bargains are going to work. So you next step, ask yourself, what do I want from the person? Once you identify that, you realize, okay, this is what I have to give to myself. The third step is to really let go of needing that person to ever give you what it is you've got to give to yourself. And then fourth is creating the ways in which you are going to give yourself what it is you were trying to get from somebody else. So here's the personal challenge. I want you to try to identify three creative ways in which you will love on yourself this week. Three creative ways, and then choose one of them and do it. Okay? Now, of course, if you can do all three, hey, wonderful. If you can come up with four or more and do all of them, go for it. But, you know, and I think it was Lao Tzu, the great Chinese philosopher, that said something like, you know, great things all come out of a very small beginning, you know, or it's like, you know, a journey of 1,000 miles starts with one step, that kind of thing. So, again, identify three and just do one. Do one. Get yourself started on evolving yourself so that you can evolve, experience the evolution of your relationships. Wow. This is some good stuff. This is some good stuff. And it works. But I'll tell you, you know, it just takes patience and commitment, because you've got to really get to the place where you don't need people doing for you what only you can do for yourself. You need people to support you in loving yourself, in acknowledging yourself, in respecting yourself. You need people to support that, but you don't need them to do it for you. Well, as I close down for the night, as always, I want to first thank my wonderful engineer, Ms. Yvette Parker, again, for being here and making sure that my broadcast goes out and that I'm able to do this important work over these airwaves, over this internet. And I am just so grateful for the technical support, because without it, I couldn't do this. And to all my regular listeners out there, all of you who have Wisdom Walk with me, you know who you are, my family and spiritual kin, my transformational leadership colleagues, to Ms. Carmen Ray, one of the greatest connectors on the planet. This sister doesn't play. She is so gifted at connecting people with other people so that creativity can happen and new things can be born. She's an entrepreneurial wizard in terms of making right connections. And I hope she's able to listen in tonight and hear this shout out, because I just so value her wisdom and all of the wonderful loving support that she has given me over the years. Loving you, Carmen. And to my medicine brothers and sisters around the world and all those who may be listening in for the first time, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I couldn't do this without your listenership. So next week, I will continue talking about the power of creativity. I can't tell you yet exactly the area I'm going to talk about, because I've got two to choose from, and so I've got them up in the air, but it will be very, 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 how can I say, appropriate and in alignment with what I've talked about so far. So don't forget to check out my Wisdom Walk radio page on Facebook, where you can find archives and information for the upcoming show. And last but not least, I want to thank my God, my ancestors, my spirit guides, my loving entities, everything that walks with me, keeps my head to the sky, my feet to the ground, and my heart open to do this important work with and for all of you. Have a fabulous Nature Week, and remember, you are not disposable. You are divine. Good night now.